the short end. You're supposed to make a wish, and when you pull it, if you got the short end, your wish was supposed to come true.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes, you know, it was the long end. And that's my favorite part of the chicken. I just love that white meat.
If you had a real good set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of
china, I would say.
And an egg made out of that would be a...
I guess it'd be a china egg.
Huh?
An egg?
Uh-huh.
I guess you'd call it a china egg.
Okay.
I don't know. What else?
And what if people used to...
Unless... No, that's all I know.
What if people used to carry water in?
A bucket.
What's that made out of?
Well, I don't know, tin or, I don't know.
Any other name for bucket? What about pail?
Well, pail. Yeah.
Is
bucket just came to mind. Yeah.
Is that the same thing, bucket and pail?
Well, I think of a pail as, I think of a bucket, really, in my mind, as being sturdier than a pail.
Would a pail maybe be made out of plastic or something? Or?
I just think of it as a thinner material.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you said pail, then I thought of like a bucket, like a big wooden one or something, and then a pail being, you know, like a lighter material, like tin or something like that.
And what they used to carry food out to the pigs in.
Well, that would be in a, like a pail.
They call that a...
Well, I guess a pail or a bucket. Did they carry it out in?
Did you ever hear that called a slop bucket or squeal pail? Or?
Well, yeah, slop bucket.
Mm-hmm.
They give the pig slop.
And the thing... You fry eggs in. You call that a...
The skillet.
Any other name?
That's all I've ever used to fry an egg in.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
A vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everyone a...
Well, I'd give everyone a napkin. And
or the utensils you'd give everyone.
Well, fork and knife and spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
A steak knife.
Or you'd put out several steaks. Mm. Several.
Oh, knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to...
Say, I have to wash the dishes.
And you say, after she washes the dishes, then to get the suds off, she...
Rinses.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them.
A dish rag.
And when you're drying them?
I guess a dish towel.
And the cloth or rag you use to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
And to dry...
Or sometimes I say wash rag.
What did you grow up saying?
Wash rag.
And to dry yourself off, you'd use a...
Towel.
And... If you want to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through
a funnel.
And something that people make out of sugar cane.
Sugar? You can make sugar out of it.
Or something that's a sticky liquid.
Oh, you can make you can make molasses out of it.
Mm-hmm. Any other
is that what you were thinking of?
Any other name for molasses?
Well, I don't think molasses and syrup would be considered the same thing, would they?
What's the difference?
Well, I'll just...